No, I never been in love like this before. Baby treats me right when I'm in a mood. Coffee in the bedroom never comes too soon. Don't be shy. All we do is treat each other nice. Yeah, don't think twice. All we do is treat each other nice. 'Cause I never felt alone.
I'd be riding on my ego if I told them all the things you do.
Someone needs to rescue them, put you to the test again. Don't be fooling out, renegade. 'Cause the mind, we have to battle every day. A way to shock your residence, just elevate your elements. I'm seasoning my elements, some meditation's relevant. As I said, I'm coming back. Yeah. I'm spinning round and round and round. around the city, I don't run into many people to sleep. Me spinning round and round and round and round and round and round and round. I'm spinning round, 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 round. I'm spinning round, 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 round. Seagull is flying, seagull is gonna ride tonight. Don't you know love needs you?
What a moody little set, and how I loved it. Music right there from Brighton, England. It is all R&B soul hip-hop artist Tiawa, T-I-A-W-A, Tiawa. From her album Moonlit Train, we heard the song Love Needs You. In the middle, singer, songwriter, and producer Rosie Lowe, she released her album Lover Other last year, and it was fabulous. It is fabulous. We heard the song This Before, and then kicking off the set, new music from a duo, Momoka Gill and Matthew Herbert, teaming up for their duet album called Clay, released earlier this summer. We heard the opening track, Calm Water. We'll be featuring it in many episodes to come because it is just that good of an album. Again, Momoka Gill and Matthew Herbert. All right, let's keep things moving. Emily Wells is an independent, experimental singer-songwriter who, like Bjork, finds ways to bring in classical instrumentation. She's a violinist by trade, paired up with modern beats. And it makes for dynamic listening. We have loved her here on the show for the last decade or more. It's Emily Wells right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Mama's gonna give you love. Turn around.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the woman who rock and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. UK dark dance duo Goldfrapp right there with their song Strict Machine. That's from their album Black Cherry. Alison Goldfrapp, the voice and name behind the duo Goldfrapp, she has just released her second solo album, and I am so close to getting my fingers on that to share with you here on a future episode of Girly So Groovy. In the middle, it is new music. Vox Rea is a moody indie pop band from Vancouver, blending cinematic melodies and alternative art pop sounds. When you listen to their latest album, each song almost sounds as if it is done by different artists. And that change in sound and style really creates for exciting listening. Again, Vox Rea, Art Oracles is the name of the album. You can find it on Bandcamp if you would like to hear more, but I can guarantee we'll be featuring it quite a bit on future episodes of Girly So Groovy. And then kicking that set off, it is singer-songwriter Emily Wells with her song Mama's Gonna Give You Love. That's off of the album titled Mama. And you know, I think about, we just heard Oh Mama from Vox Rea. We just heard Mama's Gonna Give You Love from Emily Wells from the album Mama. We listened to Erykah Badu earlier from her album Mama's Gun. Honey, no, this is not a Mother's Day show, but somehow it seems like it is measuring up to be that. Anyways, let's wrap this episode up. I just want to remind you that you can stay in touch with the program all week long. You can listen to the show 24/7. Go to the website mixcloud.com/girly. So groovy, girly, and groovy ending with an IE to find 10 weeks worth waiting for you to listen to. You can also find us on social media. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy or Instagram at GSG Radio. These are great ways to continue the conversation, to see what's been played, to kind of get a sense of new music if you're looking for new music, to check out bands and musicians you might not know. We do this through our social media channels. Girly So Groovy turned 24 years old this July. We have been on the airwaves at CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor and Detroit listening area on 99.1 FM since July 2001. I cannot believe it. Whether you tuned in for that full 24 years, the last 2 hours, or even just the last 2 minutes, this show would be nothing without you for tuning in. I, of everyone, completely understand in this digital age, not just radio, but internet radio, all the options you have of what to listen to. The fact that you choose this, it is mind-boggling. And I wouldn't do the show if I didn't have listeners like you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I wouldn't do the show as well if I didn't have the community and campus stations that have chosen to syndicate Girly So Groovy as well. We are featured coast to coast across Canada, as well as down south in the United States. I think we are nearing now 20 stations that you can find Girly So Groovy throughout the week. I wish I had time to name all 20, but let's do a shout out. One station that I think we have been home to for, I would say, nearly 5 years now would be CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. We are a Saturday morning kind of show there. You can find us Saturdays 8 until 10 in Kingston. So a huge shout out to all of you listeners Saturday mornings. Again, thank you for tuning in. However you tune in, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's think about wrapping up this episode. It has definitely, this is what I love about Girly So Groovy. I told you, we genre hop. Remember 2 hours ago when we started out on that St. John, Newfoundland total garage punk band, Penny in the Pits, and then we wrap up with dark dance duo Goldfrapp from UK. We connected the dots and you did that with me, so thank you. But let's wrap it up. Why don't we wrap up with a little bit of a dance party? That's kind of where we're at. One act that I would consider a contemporary in some ways to Goldfrapp, because both I felt like were born out of that whole early 2000s electronica scene, has to be Peaches. Here we go. It's an anthem. Boys want to be here. Peaches closing out this week's show. Be good. Talk to you next week.
our bras, climbing stars at concert halls. To you they crawl, body sprawls, smoking palm malls. Close calls, stand tall, doll, you make them feel so small.
And they love it!
Yes, I do. The way you rock non-stop, girl, you got the chops. Flip-flop, she bops, self-taught, your licks are hot. Her lyrics heave, kids receive, crawling up the sleeve. Parents peeved, can't conceive that her deed will never leave.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
This is Bird Note. Northern mockingbirds, the continent's most proficient copycats, can learn to mimic the sounds of just about any other bird within earshot. But they mimic to show off, not to deceive. Males with the greatest repertoire are the first to attract mates. That's the payoff. If a mockingbird imitates a cardinal song, it's unlikely any cardinals are fooled in the process. No harm, no foul, no deceit intended. But a tiny songbird in South America called the thick-billed euphonia does employ what scientists call deceitful mimicry, a very rare trait among birds. When frightened by a predator near its nest, a thick-billed euphonia imitates the alarm calls of other birds nesting nearby. This stirs them into action, and they rush in to harass the predator. Maybe chasing it off, while leaving their own nests in peril. The euphonia, meanwhile, sits tight, maybe shouting out a few more bogus alarms while others do the dirty work. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.